the future's space denied I. Was it only last week I ran to the north, searching in Stratford, a plastic-coated graveyard, and some direct high-tech shopping centre closer to Birmingham's fumy, bearded mass. Bouncing into service stations for conscious-keeping coffee, then trapped in Glasgow's sudden southern snare, stuck until the purring motor sleeper woke. Looking for asylum in a late night bed, rising to avoid a Scottish rat hour rush, all to run from caffeine and dominating work. The council sing revolutionary sugar to a glass of Irish while I recall my freedom placebo. Smelling Scotland's clean, crowdless breath, the wood-surrounded water tumble, singing some theatres between act gossip. Her home county's riverbank amongst increasing hills, mist on cow-covered meadows before stretched and pulling cliffs. The mountain has grown out of its glass clothes, sheltering spring rain villages lying in for autumn. Rush-eaten raw Indian meal, a chilly itch that grows sharper with soothing as I await the third day of 40, and the land melted down for omen. From Fort William, another road shouts its vigour, up over a soft Austrian lake into a Jungian scar, with only one way to go between glacial walls, digging deeper and deeper into geological memories until a rock is rounded, a smooth sea appears, the shadow threat is past, the future is good. But for black castles waiting in the water, slash of hack, a pogo on the keyboard, part exchanging one frustration for another. And the worn down hills, isolated with age, uncles of bladed rocks round finger pools at the Porthcawl coast, on to thin roads through matchwood forests of test tube trees, and peat sleeping flat between pension hills due for the telegram for the soul of weed. Just imagine what the whiskey the water from these burns might be. Bright evening sun, on through land growing younger, past bitter attempts to poison the future. Then south, south, south to London and fretful, nervous, running home.